Harper Audio presents The Witch's Vacuum Cleaner and Other Stories by Terry Pratchett, performed by Julian Rind Tutt.
Introduction. Do you believe in magic? Can you imagine a war between wizards? An exciting journey in an airship or down in a submarine? Would you like to meet the fastest truncheon in the Wild West? If yes, then these stories are for you. There are all of the above, as well as a witch flying about on a vacuum cleaner, some walking, talking statues, a rebel ant, and a massive pie. One of these stories was even the birth of the idea which led later to my longer book, Truckers. The stories were written way back when I was a lad working as a junior reporter, and they were published weekly in my local newspaper. The young readers then weren't like you in lots of ways. They had no computer, tablets or games consoles, and fish and chips was the only takeaway in town. But they were exactly the same in that they wanted to read about other worlds, about strange creatures and characters, about extraordinary journeys and magic battles. I've tinkered here and there with a few details, added a few lines or notes, just because I can, and because as I've got older, my imagination has got even bigger. So I can't stop myself adding bits and bobs. But the stories in this collection are all mostly as they were first printed and enjoyed by anyone with an imagination. Terry Pratchett, Wiltshire, 2015. The Witch's Vacuum Cleaner. Mr. Ronald, Uncle Ron, Swimble, liked birthdays, because they meant parties, and since he was a part-time conjurer, that meant engagements. He could make eggs appear out of nowhere, pull flags of all nations out of people's ears, do 50 different card tricks, and was generally very good at the sort of magic that's learned by hard practice in front of a mirror. And even harder practice in front of people, for not many mirrors shout things like rubbish. And if your mirror does, you probably don't need to worry about whether or not you can learn to do magic tricks. Knowing how to run away very fast would be a more useful skill. He was president of the Blackberry Magic Rectangle, too. Uncle Ron had a parrot called Mims, who could pick cards out of a hat and liked to shout, and a daughter called Lucy, who generally stood on the stage saying very little, but who took his cloak and handed him Mims in a cage and so on. All three were very happy. Until the night of Jimmy Waddle's 10th birthday party at the town hall. Uncle Ron walked onto the stage and all the children bellowed, "Hello, Uncle Ron!" And then his hat fell off and three rabbits tumbled out. He bent down to pick them up and a flock of pigeons burst out of his jacket. A daffodil shot out of his ear and his bow tie began to revolve at high speed. It was all very entertaining, and young Jimmy Waddle was wide-eyed with amazement. But the most surprised person in the hall was Uncle Ron. They weren't his tricks. And anyway, he was allergic to rabbits. He tried to carry on, but his act went all to pot. He did plenty of tricks, like turning a top hat into a vase of flowers and making a table disappear. But he didn't mean to. Every time he moved his hands, something appeared or vanished. He was almost in tears by the time he reached for his pack of cards, and when that turned into a glass of wine, he ran off the stage. "That's a new lot," began Lucy. "They're not mine. I don't know what's happening. I haven't even got any pigeons." "Cake!" screamed Mims. The audience was still clapping, and Ronald had to go and take two bows before he could say any more. Everyone was shaking his hand and asking him how he did it. Finally, he reached his dressing room and locked the door. "I don't know how it happened," he said, "but it was as if all I had to do was point my finger at something, like that cupboard there, and say, 'Turn into a hat stand,' and..." It turned into a hat stand.
"Jam!"
screamed Mims. Ronald pointed his finger at his hat.
"Vanish!"
he said hoarsely. It did. They went home by taxi. Every now and again, Ron would...